I'm here to remind you, as you are here to remind me, what is our truth? We can't do any of this alone. And what makes me think we're supposed to? That's one of those wonderful holy shifts that I talk about in my book. If I thought for a moment that I had to fight my way through cancer all by myself, I may not be here. I know through my unity teachings to reach out to my inner spirit, to God, to the angels, to my community, to my minister, especially to my family. And by asking for what I need, guess what? I receive it. Nobody knows what we need until we ask for it, including the angels and our Holy Spirit. So how can I be clear about what it is I want other than being still and going within and talking with God? When I was first diagnosed in 2012, I was on the road for 12 and a half years doing what I love, teaching the world how to sing and how to use their voice for stress reduction and deep peace and healing. So imagine my surprise 6 months after my 50th birthday, at which, by the way, I had reached the pinnacle of my perfect health. My tummy was flat. I was strong. I was the perfect weight I wanted to be. My diet was really good. I was exercising, and I was still diagnosed with stage 3C ovarian cancer. After the momentary freakout, I guess all of us, I'm human. What do you mean I have cancer? There's no way. I'm doing too much good stuff. That lasted for maybe 5 minutes. I know what's mine to do. And what was mine to do in that instant was breathe, go within, and ask Holy Spirit within, what do I do with this? I guess I know better than to ask why, because what do we hear? Why not? But the question then becomes, what? What do I do with this? And the first directive I heard from Spirit was, have fun with it. Yeah, right. How do you have fun with cancer? Well, the first thing I did was to change the spelling. I mean, think about it. Even the word on the paper, C-A-N-C-E-R, creates so much negative energy, does it not? We even call it the big C. We don't want to say the word. So what rhymes with cancer? Answer came right away. So I spell cancer now, the word answer with a capital A and a little bitty C. It changes everything, especially when you see it on the page. Some people actually call it C-answer. My sister called it K-answer. How desperate could I be when we're talking about K-answer? It feels like I've got a hiccup, right? So adding fun, humor, joy, particularly where there was very little to find in the situation, was absolutely paramount. The second directive I had was to publicize all of it. And I thought at first it was going to be my cathartic expression of release to be able to put this out on Facebook, talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and all the stuff that was going on in my life and in my body. And I realized very quickly what a ministry this became because of my opportunity, perhaps, to demystify all of this cancer stuff. We're not one of us going to escape without someone we know being diagnosed with cancer, it seems, at least in this country, until that changes. So how can we embrace the dance? And I call it my cancer dance on purpose. But you'll never read anywhere that I call it my cancer. It's my opportunity to dance with it, absolutely. But it's not mine that I own a dis-ease. Feel the difference? So how does one dance with cancer? When I asked, why now? Because I thought my job on the road was going pretty well and it's finally starting to make a little bit of an income after 12 years. So when I asked why now, I heard, you have graduated. Congratulations. You get to use everything you've ever learned to get through this. And you will. Holy shift. One of the first things I was led to do was keep going back to the music and allowing my own music and that of my sisters, some of Karen Drucker's song, Face of God, to allow the music that we've created all these years to be part of my healing, part of my meditation. After the first total hysterectomy, the first major surgery, I went home feeling pretty good after a couple of days, but while I was home, after 3 days, I went into sepsis. I couldn't breathe anymore, and I had to be helicoptered from Bloomington to Indianapolis. That was the scariest time. And I recognized after I had come out of it that I had given up. That was before Mom and Dad had passed. And I said, sweet spirit, if it's my time, I guess I'm ready. But my mom's not. You take care of her, because she's not ready to lose me yet. Well, when I came back, and I didn't die, it was my father who was holding my hand, and I had to confess. I said, Daddy, I can't be brave anymore. And he said, honey, let us be brave for you. You don't need to have courage right now. What a wonderful demonstration of surrender. And what an availability to truly surrender. Well, months later, when I was going through chemo, I was in a meditation and I was asked by spirit to remember what prayers I was speaking before I was diagnosed. What prayers? And it took me a little while to really get still and remember. And around January, February, the 2 months before I was diagnosed, my prayers were, I would love to spend more time at home. Show me how. I would love to spend more time with my family. Show me how. Exactly. I would love to know God more deeply. Sweet Spirit, show me how. I would love to know a different level of surrender. And for me in this lifetime, I would like to know what it feels like not to have to worry about money. Guess what? Cancer was the answer to all of it. Especially, unusually enough, the money. It was the strangest thing. When I had to heal from cancer and go through chemo and multiple surgeries, healing was the only thing I could do. I could no longer worry about money. And miraculous things started to happen. Doctors would waive their fees. An $800 ambulance bill disappeared. I got money donated from all the people I served all over the country for the last 12 and a half years. What an aha moment. What a knowingness that God really does provide if and when I can get out of my way. Holy shift means that things are constantly shifting in our bodies, in our families, in our country for sure, on our planet. How best can we show up and be the peace we want to see in the world, as Gandhi said, better than by embracing everything, 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 and see the gifts that are truly within even the mess, even the disasters, even the drama, trauma. A dear friend of mine, Venus, went back to her house yesterday after 10 days of being evacuated in California. Hers was one of the only homes left standing. We all have ample opportunities to be very grateful for everything we have. And at times, our human selves feel pretty guilty for having it so good while our neighbor's house burned down. What do we do with that? How can we embrace those oh-so-human feelings and go beyond them to true expansion? Guess what she did? She called me. She talks to friends. She sings. She cries. She communes with what neighbors are there. She talks about the feelings of survivors' grief, as her house was the only one standing. We are being shown and given more and more opportunities to take these holy shifts, not just within ourselves, but to share it with our community and to expect our prayerful partners to guide us and be guided back into peace again and again and again. Because as we know, nothing can be healed from the level at which it happens. In other words, if I were terrified and fighting cancer, I really honestly don't know if I would still be here. But instead, learning how to love even the illness, how to love the chemo bag that has poison written upon it, how to love a colostomy when they ripped a bowel for the first surgery, how to love perceived angst in our world, how to love poverty, how to love it all, first and foremost, in order to transform it. Yes, that comes, but for me, I can't do it anymore for an ulterior motive. Peace and love in the moment needs to be enough, because now is all we've got. And when I'm struggling, working on what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm missing an opportunity to really play with the God Spirit within me. Show me, sweet Spirit, what to make of these holy shifts on our planet, in our country. Show me, sweet Spirit, if there's anything I can do for people who are burned out of their homes in California. And as I pray, and as I affirm the highest and best for us all, that's when I get an inspiration, or a song starts to be born, or an opportunity to share at a greater level, or maybe something even I have at home that someone in California might need. I don't know that I would get those inspirations from my head, thinking about it, planning it. I'm a Virgo. I do a lot of that. Enough already. Can we all remember, at least, and remind each other that those holy shifts are here for us? They aren't being done to us. And to look for those gifts in everything, even cancer, even death. Because guess what, you guys? We're all terminal. I hate to tell you. None of us is going to get out of here alive. So how can we embrace even that? Well, we've gotten ample opportunities to embrace the crossing of mom, and then a year later, dad. And I think we're doing a good job at loving from here, cultivating a new relationship with our loved ones on the other side by keeping the dialogue going, by connecting with family whenever we can, and by expressing that peace from within and being that peace and allowing the tears and emotion, the humanness, the angst to come up when it needs to. My mom and I used to call that going down the rabbit hole. When I can't pray my way into a better feeling. When I can't sing my way into a higher elevation. When all of those tools don't work. Then what? That's when I ask for help. And seek that guidance from all of us in community. Holy shift. Everything really is a gift. And I thank you all so much for being mine today. I feel very blessed that you're all here. Thank you.